We continue with Genesis 13. And the men of Sodom were evil and sinners against Jehovah exceedingly. And Jehovah said to Abram, after Lot was separated from with him, lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward, and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed even to eternity. And I will set thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man is able to count the dust of the earth, thy seed also shall be counted. Arise, walk through the land, to the length of her and to the breadth of her, for to thee I will give her. And Abram pitched his tent and came and dwelt in the oak groves of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and built there an altar to Jehovah. And we read from the Arcana Celestia a little part of the exposition of this chapter from number 1547. And Lot with him means what is sensuous. As Lot is the topic here, it must be known what it is in the Lord that he represents. Lot represents sensuous things. Sensuous things mean the external man and its pleasures that belong to sensuous things. Thus, it means those things that are most external and which usually captivate a man in his childhood and draw him away from things that are good. For so far as a man indulges the pleasures that originate from various lusts, he is drawn away from the heavenly things that are of love and charity, because in those pleasures there is love from self and from the world, with which heavenly love cannot agree. There are, however, pleasures that agree perfectly with heavenly things, and that likewise appear similar in external form. But the pleasures that originate from lusts must be restrained and wiped out, because they block the way to heavenly things. It is these pleasures, and not the others, that are treated of in this chapter by Lot, in that he separated himself from Abram. And here it is said that such pleasures were present, which are meant by Lot with him. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.